Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
I don't have that handy right now. I guess I just had a question to ask of you, if you could.
Sure.
I was wondering, do you lend to businesses that don't process credit cards?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think, are you familiar, you're probably familiar with MCAs, is that what you're thinking?
Well, what is an MCA, just offhand?
Oh, it's a merchant cash advance where they, take the payback through the credit cards.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's one of our programs. We have a whole lot more. We're not limited to just credit card transactions. What did you have in mind? What were you looking for?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm looking for. I've got a loan through Rabbit Advance. Got a balance of about $45,000 on it, and I noticed you lend up to 3 years. And my thinking was, if I could stretch that balance that I owe to them out to 3 years, that would be wonderful.
I see what you're saying. So, okay, so you got a current balance of about $45,000. What was the total? What was the original loan amount for?
Well, the original loan amount was for $50,000. Much of what I've paid, I've had this one for about 4 months now.
Okay.
Much of that, of course, is likely gone to interest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how about this? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
Bill Hamley.
Bill, okay. Bill, I'm Sam. How much do you do for your yearly gross revenue, Bill?
We're going to be a little over $1 million this year.
Okay.
Probably about $1,060,000, roughly.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, and are you the 100% owner?
No, I do have a business partner as well.
Okay, all right. So what about as far as the personal credit of the ownership? How's it looking? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Mine's poor. My business partner's is good.
Okay, all right. So it's definitely something that we can work with. We have a lot of different programs. I don't know, are you familiar with working capital loans? I mean, you have the Rapid Advance. Did they kind of give you a rundown of how that works?
Hold on 1 second, please.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah. I'm just asking, are you familiar with working capital programs, how they work?
Oh, yes. Yes, as a matter of fact. I'm actually on the third one that I've had.
Oh, okay.
Oh, since about last year.
Oh, I gotcha. What do you primarily use them for, if you don't?
Well, essentially what I've been using them for is equipment repairs.
Oh, okay. Sure. All right. What do you guys do over there? What's your business?
Contracted with Federal Express.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, we run about 14 FedEx trucks. And primarily what I use the lending for was to I've had several old trucks have been broken down and needed repair work and things like that, and I'd been replacing them with rental trucks, which has been far more costly,
mm-hmm.
and we're just about to get the last truck back onto the road and do away with the rental trucks as much as possible, and I'm thinking, boy, you know, if that balance could be financed out for a longer term, that would, you know, help us out quite a bit.
Okay, sure. Now, were you looking for any additional funding on top of just the $45,000 balance?
Not necessarily, but if you're able to come up with additional, I could certainly find a place to put it.
Okay, yeah, because
I would be thrilled with just the balance that I've got right now.
I gotcha. Okay, and with with your yearly revenue around $1 million, it's definitely something that there's still room there. We base it; it's primarily based off of sales. Typically, for a working capital loan, we can free up 10% to 15%. Of the top line revenue, so you'd be looking at upwards of $100,000, so leaving that $45,000 something that very attainable. Okay. Let me just take a look here. I'll tell you what, Bill. What's a good email address for you?
It is WDHAMELLY@Verizon.
Verizon.net. Okay. Okay, so it's a pretty simple process to see, you know, exactly what we can do for you. We'll go ahead, we can get you approved, and then give you some actual options as far as terms and amounts go, kind of see what works best for you. It typically takes, anywhere from 24 to 48 hours to get an answer on it. We just take a, it's a one-page application, and then we take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then as well as the most recent tax return that you have. But with that, we can give you an answer, in a day or so. And then we can kind of go over some numbers, see what makes the most sense, what you might be, looking for, if it's going to solve the problem that you got there.
Okay,
so let's see. Oh, now, do you accept credit cards as payments over there?
No, we do not.
Oh, okay. All right, that takes out one less step for us.
No, we're strictly paid by Federal Express.
Oh, okay. All right, that keeps it pretty simple. And do you know how soon you were looking to try to get the funds in place?
Oh, relatively quickly. I need to discuss it with my business partner.
Sure.
Having said that, I don't think that's going to be any issue. We're always bottom line. So.
Okay.
But it's always good to, keep the lines of communication going.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you guys, what's the business structure? Are you incorporated?
Corporation.
Corporation, okay. All right. And how long have you been in business?
Well, with this particular corporation, actually it became a partnership and we started in 2014. However, my business partner was originally my employee under another corporation doing the exact same thing, and I've been doing this since 1999.
Oh, okay. All right. And how's business going? Are you guys, up from last year?
Yeah, it's always busy.
Oh, nice, nice. All right. Well, yeah, let's get some more trucks out there for you then. Okay. All right. So what I'll do is I can send you an email right now with the application.
Okay.
And it'll have a list of what I would need from you to get the approval. It's just the bank statements and the tax return. So I'll send it over to you right now. Go ahead, take a look at it. And I know you got to, speak with your business partner. But as soon as we get that back in, like I said, we can go over some hard numbers for you. And it's
all right.
it's a quick process. It doesn't cost anything to get approved.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and do that. I'll be expecting the email and hopefully we'll be hearing back from you then.
Okay, perfect. In the email, you'll have all of my contact information. So if you have any questions while you're looking over it or, any issues come up, feel free to reach out.
All right, will do.
Okay, I'll send it over to you now. I'll probably give you a call maybe sometime later tomorrow afternoon just to touch base with you.
That sounds good. I'll look forward to hearing from you then.
Okay, actually, hey, Bill, what's the best number to reach you at?
It is area code 814-720-1148.
Okay. 1148. Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right, I'll go ahead. I'll put the email together right now. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
I guess that was all I needed to know.
All right, perfect. Perfect. I'll send it your way, and we'll be talking tomorrow.
All right. Thank you much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill.
Bye-bye.